When families are affected by disability, they need moments to get away, get some help, take a break, and be refreshed. That's why Johnny Erickson Tada is excited to share about the Johnny and Friends Family Retreats.
Sometimes these families just have nowhere else to turn, and they hear about a Johnny and Friends Family Retreat. For them, it's the last straw before they just throw in the towel.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Wednesday, March 28th.
You know, at Revive Our Hearts, we're calling women to experience freedom and fullness and fruitfulness in Christ. And you hear that a lot. We're trying to help women experience what it is to walk in freedom from sin and from self, and then to experience the fullness of God's Spirit and His grace in their lives. But that's not an end in itself. We want the women who are exposed to this ministry to become fruitful, to have overflow and outflow from what God is doing in their lives. So I'm always looking for opportunities where God can use women in ways that will impact others' lives. And one of the ministries that I've become aware of in the last few years, I just keep hearing about it and thinking, I need to let our listeners know about this ministry, because I believe there's some who would really want to get involved, and that all of our listeners need to know more about it and to be praying and encouraging and supporting this outreach in every way that they can. And so I'm talking about the family retreats that are hosted by Johnny and Friends, led by my dear friend Johnny Erickson Tada. And I want you to hear over these next couple of days about those retreats, family retreats for the families of the disabled. And I'm have the privilege this week of being in the studio with Johnny Tada and getting her to tell us about those retreats. So Johnny, thank you for just letting us know about this ministry that I think is going to be a real, it's been a blessing to so many families, and I want our listeners to be a blessing to this ministry. So we want to learn more about it.
Absolutely. And Nancy, I'm so grateful that you're helping us get the word out about these awesome family retreats. 5 days of hands-down, slam-dunk, off-the-charts, over-the-top fun and fellowship for these families affected by disability. Whether it's a couple who has a disability, let's say a husband or a wife in a wheelchair, or a family with a child, let's say with autism or spina bifida, what have you. We gear these five-day family retreats around the family.
So the whole family can come and participate in the retreat?
Absolutely.
Siblings come too?
Siblings. It's great for siblings to hang out with other siblings and get to know other brothers and sisters who deal with the unique issues that a kid will deal with when he's got a sibling who's has a severe disability. Also, moms and dads have a chance to get a break because we train volunteers, we call them short-term missionaries, to provide that hands-on respite during the day for that child with a disability so that mom and dad can enjoy some activities on their own and yet come together as a family in the late afternoon and to enjoy the evening activities. So it's 5 days of, wheelchair rock climbing, zip lining, the slip and slide, wheelchair square dancing, getting in the swimming pool, arts and crafts, wheelchair tennis, you name it.
Okay, everything you just said is pretty much more activity than I do myself, so you're way ahead of me.
Well, what's fun is that you can opt out on any activity you want to. We want these families to come and experience spiritual refreshment. And of course, we have great camp pastors, usually pastors of local churches with whom we partner, who come and give very soul-stirring, faith-stretching messages from God's Word, and give the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want families, special needs families, to come who don't know Jesus, because here they'll have a chance to see other families affected by disability deal with a life crisis from a biblical perspective. We want that to win them to the side of the Savior. So it's an opportunity for unsaved families to come to hear about Jesus, know about Jesus. But also, it's a wonderful chance for Christian families who have children with disabilities to get set on fire, to go back home to their individual churches and start disability ministry outreach in their own congregations, get other people in the college and career group coming back next summer to volunteer. So we think the families who come to our family retreats, number one, come into the kingdom. If they don't know Jesus, they'll certainly hear about him at a family retreat. But secondly, to help Christian families with children with disabilities get a handle on how to take the Luke 14 mandate of going out, finding the disabled, and bring them into their own congregations. It's great.
And this, of course, has been birthed out of your own experience. And we think that everybody knows the story of Johnny. But, you know, with a new generation coming up, not everybody does. But you've been in a wheelchair as a quadriplegic for 45 years now. And I assume this burden for these retreats came out of some of your own experience. Was there anything like this available when you had that diving accident as a teenager?
Nothing like this. Nothing at all. But let me share with you how I got the vision. Back in the late 80s, I was on the National Council on Disability, appointed by President Reagan and then reappointed by President Bush. And our council, a 15-member council in Washington, D.C., decided to hold a family conference, as we called it. And so the government flew in all these head honchos from the Social Security Administration, and we had all the experts on the panels, and families were invited, and they sat in workshops and took notes, and there were position papers and panel discussions. And I'm sitting in the back of the room thinking, watching all this, these families are bored. They are so tired. They need to have fun, and what's more, they need to have real answers. Answers with a capital A, the answer. They need to hear about Jesus. Mm-hmm. The government spent over $250,000 on that family conference, and I look back and think it was a dismal failure on behalf of those families. And I remember the day that conference was over, drove back to Agoura Hills, California, where our Johnny and Friends office is located, and sought out our leadership team. And I said, you know what, friends, we can do a family conference. We'll call it a retreat. And we can do it much better. We can do it much cheaper. And we can have a lot more fun and give families the real answers from God's Word that will transform their lives. So that was back in the 80s, and we held our first family retreat in 1991.
Do you remember that retreat?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
What was a highlight?
Talent Night is always a big highlight. But this particular family retreat in 1991 was at Spruce Lake Conference Center in the Pocono Mountains. And I think we had eight families and maybe 10 volunteers. It was small. It was humble. But we had such a great time around the campfire, singing hymns, making s'mores, telling stories, sharing testimonies. Talent Night was such great fun. I will never forget there was a young girl in a wheelchair, and her talent, as she wheeled onto the stage under the spotlight, her talent was, with great effort and much labor, because she was so spastic with her cerebral palsy, it took a good long minute for her finger to touch the right button on her communication board. And her talent was hitting that button and all of us listening to her communication device sing, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound." Mm-hmm. And you've heard the Bible speak of sing a new song to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, this was a new song. This was this girl's time in the spotlight to sing, as it were, right. Amazing grace in a way that none of us had ever heard. But boy, did we weep. And moments like that grip the heart and touch you at a deep chord that you never realized you had, when you can look into the face of a kid with cerebral palsy up there in the spotlight, having a chance to sing praises to God in such a way that she'd never experienced all her life, and have everyone jump to their feet in wild, enthusiastic applause and in tears, cheering her all the way back to the front row. So those are timeless moments.
Wow. Do you think this is, for a lot of these families, a first-time experience like this?
Oh, definitely. There are many camps for handicapped kids, as they say, across the United States. But we are the only ministry, we're the only organization, I think, that actually holds retreats for the entire family. And so there'll be times for dads to get together one-on-one and unload and share in a facilitated discussion around God's Word. There'll be times for women to also share. I'll never forget, I was in the back of the room at one woman-to-woman session, and there was a woman participating in this group discussion. She had been quiet and reserved all week long, a Mennonite woman named Martha, who had brought her family to family retreat at the urging of her pastor. She did not want to come. The reason she didn't want to come was because she was the one who was driving the car the night that she fell asleep at the wheel, and the car turned over in the ditch, and her youngest son suffered a serious spinal cord injury, which left him in a wheelchair. She did not want to be around people with disabilities, did not want to think of herself or her family as, quote, handicapped. Well, I noticed for most of the week she was standoffish, did not participate in any of the activities. But there at that woman-to-woman session, she sat quietly and listened to other women speak about, you know, I regret leaving that bottle of poison out, and look what's happened to my son now. And around the room, she heard these women express their guilt and deep regrets and shed tears. And I watched her as silent tears began rolling down her cheeks, because no doubt she was thinking, I wish I had stayed awake at the wheel. And the relief that came and over her at that particular woman-to-woman session, as at the close, women stood, embraced one another, prayed earnestly, read scriptures to one another, bolstered each other's spirits. Now I'm happy to say that this woman, Martha, and her entire family, even her youngest in that wheelchair, come and volunteer as a whole family at that retreat, and actually several retreats. Her sons enjoy going to lots of other retreats as well. So it's really life-transforming.
Wow, and I would think for some of these families that some of the parents and perhaps even siblings are just tired, physically, emotionally, stressed and strained over the extra demands of dealing with a disabled child. I would think this might be just really refreshing for some of them.
Absolutely refreshing. There's so much social isolation when you're a special needs family. Sometimes you're so worn out from going to and from the hospital, medical appointments, going to the drugstore, picking up things from the pharmacy, carting your kid to physical therapy. You're just worn out by Sunday morning. So there's a lot of social isolation. There's a lot of pressure of the day-to-day routine, the dailiness of just having to go through these disability routines that just wear on your heart. There's also financial strain. And I'm happy to share that our ministry has a very healthy scholarship fund, which we provide to families who cannot afford to come. And we often match church grants, you know, get churches involved, get them to step up to the plate and match that amount with us dollar for dollar so that a church has an investment in the life of that special needs family as well. Last summer, I was at our family retreat in North Carolina, and I met a little family. Seth, he was the father, and his two sons, Zach and Jeremy. Jeremy had been in an automobile accident the year before. A friend was driving too fast. They hit a tree. The tree split the car down the middle. Jeremy lost both his legs and one arm. His friend was killed at the wheel. And his brother, Zach, in the back seat, didn't suffer any physical injuries, but was suffering from clinical depression when he arrived at family retreat. So here you've got this little threesome, this worn-out, slump-shouldered dad and his two sons, one of whom is sorely depressed, suicidally depressed, and his brother Jeremy without legs and with only one arm that works. And the anger, the questions, the bitterness, the frustration, what about the future, the anxiety, the fear? And that's typical for many of these families who come, having suffered catastrophic injuries or medical diagnoses that are life-altering for the family, a child born with multiple disabilities. And sometimes these families just have nowhere else to turn. And they hear about a Johnny and Friends family retreat. For them, it's the last straw before they just throw in the towel. And I'm happy to say that so many of these families come to Christ, or even Christian families who are dragged down, worn out, and near to giving up, they experience spiritual refreshment because they meet other moms and dads, other kids with disabilities who are persevering, who are enduring hardship like good soldiers, who are trusting God in the midst of thick darkness, and yet finding the light of hope that lights their path each and every day. That is inspiring. And so thank you for helping us get this word out to more special needs family who need this kind of refreshment.
That's Johnny Erickson Tata. She's been talking with Nancy Lee DeMoss about Johnny and Friends Family Retreats. Now, there's a couple of reasons we want to share this information with you. If your family is affected by disability, we want to let you know about these retreats so you can attend. And we're also telling you about the retreats so you can consider volunteering as a short-term missionary at one of these retreats. Keep that important need in mind as we hear from a family that has seen firsthand how important these retreats are. Don and Cindy Riker have a son who is affected by autism and mild mental retardation. Don remembers the first time he heard about the Johnny and Friends family retreat.
It's amazing how many people in our church schedule their vacations around the family retreat so that they can go and serve in a variety of capacities. Overseeing all kinds of different level of activities from young children on up through adults. And those were the people who said, you folks really need to go to the family retreat. It's hard for us to explain how much you will benefit from it as a family. And their excitement and their energy in encouraging us, we said, wow, we've never heard of this, but we're definitely willing to give it a try. And so we were grateful to be able to get in because the retreats in our weekend run for 3 separate weeks, and they're always full and always have a waiting list. So we were very grateful to be able to get in that first year, which was several years ago, and we've never looked back.
When Don and Cindy arrived at the camp for the first time, they sensed two things. The staff is sensitive to the needs of their guests, and each guest is treated very special.
Well, it was amazing. We pulled up to the entrance to the retreat center, which is at the bottom of the hill, and everything, all the buildings are at the top. And we were stopped by some people that asked for our names, checked it off a list, and then said, would you prefer a loud or quiet welcome? Because they're sensitive to the needs of different people, and some people can't handle it. And we looked at our son, and he said loud was okay, so we said a loud one. So we went up, and they radioed our answer. And by the time we got to the top of the hill, there were all the volunteers and staff with all kinds of decorations, and they were cheering and shouting the moment they could see our car until we stopped.
You felt like royalty. I'm like, wow.
The welcome was overwhelming. And that really was the heart, yeah, for the rest of the week. Yeah. Everybody was there to bless us, to care for our son in a way that we would not have to be involved much at all. From early morning until early evening, he was paired with a short-term missionary and was really happy with what was going on. And we had a freedom that we've not had since we received him through adoption when he was 2 months old.
The Rikers were so grateful for the short-term missionaries who invested in their family during the family retreat.
Well, I think we were both, Cindy and I, were blown away by the reality that here are people who take a week out of their lives, some of them taking vacation time from work. They pay their own expenses to be there at the camp, but then they're there paired as a buddy to walk through the week with each person with special needs and to see the care that was given to our son. And again, the freedom that it gave us. Cindy and I looked at each other some points and thought, what do we do now? We're not having to be worried about what's happening with him. It was a safe, wonderful environment, and we experienced the freedom there we'd not experienced since probably before we had children.
And they pray over every match, and we've just been amazed how God just super intends, because a child with autism has a hard time in new situations and with new people. And here I'm thinking, okay, we're going to be there for 5 days. The first 4 days, Jordan's going to have trouble even adjusting to this. But day one, there was just, God just intervened, and he made just really neat matches. The moment they close the doors at the end of the week, they're already thinking about next year and how to improve, just how to invite, you know, God's wisdom and insight into how to better meet everybody's needs. And it's just, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing.
And on top of that, God is so wonderful in his care for all that most, if not all, of the short-term missionaries find their experience life-changing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the week, there's a gathering where they reflect on their week. Many of them are in tears, giving testimony of how God changed their lives through spending a week with the person they were paired with. Mm-hmm. And often they feel like they gained far more from that and how the Lord worked in their lives through that than what they gave out, which is really substantial.
Cindy Riker describes how important the Johnny and Friends family retreat is for her son.
He's allowed to be himself. He's acutely aware of his differences between him and his schoolmates, and that's just a big hurdle for him, is how different, even though the autism magnifies it, so it makes it seem even more different than it really is. But here, in this atmosphere, he's equal footing with everyone. He's celebrated for who he is and not what he wears or what he looks like or what athletic events he can, you know, he's just because he is. And so he thrives there. Like, who wouldn't, you know? So.
With all this, one of the things we see is that the atmosphere provides a lot of spiritual and emotional healing for individuals and families, to be celebrated for who you are and not for what you're not, to experience healthy community life, to experience God's presence through so many different avenues, really transforms people. It's not just about a fun week. It is a transformative week for just about everyone who attends.
For more information on the Johnny and Friends family retreats, visit our website, reviveourhearts.com. If your family is affected by disability, I hope you'll take the time to get more information about this opportunity to rest and be refreshed and make lasting memories. And if you've been listening thinking, maybe I could volunteer at a retreat, what an adventure, take the next step and get more information. Again, our website is reviveourhearts.com. Don't forget, our guest today, Johnny Erickson Tata, will be speaking at True Woman 12 this September in Indianapolis. Don't miss your opportunity to hear from this woman that God has so powerfully used while confined to her wheelchair for decades. If you register before May 1st, you'll get a big discount. So get more details at reviveourhearts.com. Well, tomorrow, Johnny Erickson Tata will again join Nancy Lee DeMoss to describe ways you can get involved with a family affected by disability. I hope you can be back. To end our time, we'll return to Don Riker.
We're so thankful to Johnny and the others who had vision to start First Family Retreat and how this has grown over the years and has spread throughout the nation. I cannot speak too highly of the impact, not only that it has on us as a family, but on all the families that we have seen in the time that we've been there. And I am very thankful for all the people, the staff members who volunteer their time, the short-term missionaries. They make a huge difference that I believe lasts for eternity, because as people, we're eternal. And so it's not just a difference for this week, this year, this month, the coming years, but it is actually eternal. And so I encourage anyone who has a desire to somehow get plugged into one of these retreats and serve. There's so many different ways they can get involved, find out what places that are available for service.
Reviveourhearts.com Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.